Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Watson Chap Amy Church Gospel Radio Station. We're here, we play music to praise the Lord, for the Lord and God are so worthy, so much worthy to be praised. Tonight we will have songs, gospel songs for our youth. Graduating high schools, graduates of high school, some graduating from high school. For those that are in college, middle college, and those that have graduated. Have them to know that you follow God and He will help them through their times. They're our future, and we must guide them to give the future, a clear future, to know God and know the right way. We will have our scripture and then prayer. Our scripture comes from Matthew, 5th chapter, 38 to 48 verse. Matthew, 5th chapter, 38 to 48 verse. And it reads, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn another other also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. If anyone forces you to go out 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For He makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, and more are you doing than others, do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect." God bless the reading and hearing of His word. May we pray. Dear Father God, we come to you right now to thank you for the many blessings bestowed upon us, for giving us what we have and having of what you do. Have us know that you are the true living God, and beside you, there is no other. We thank you for waking up this morning, touching us with your finger love, and help us to do things you want us to do. Build our hearts to do that for you. We ask for forgiveness of our sins, for we all have come short of your glory. Have us be strong and be able to say, "Get behind me, Satan." Push him away, knowing you are large and in charge. This other blessing we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We will start our music for our youth, having them know good things that they can learn. We'll start out with Stand. Well, we'll come back to that. We'll come to our second song, the Georgia Mass Choir, Joy. With a little technical problem, just give us a moment.
Yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Not
sometimes the pain in my life. Oh God, it makes you seem so far away. Can I get a witness, somebody? But God, I trust you.
Now we'll start with Marvin Sapp. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen to our youth. How far have you got of graduating high school? How far have you gotten college? And how have you finished college? You never would have made without God. You just look back and see how far you made it. And look at those blessings that God has made given to you. You got to remember that God has given it to you without glory. We will have now some scriptures. Our weekly scriptures related with this. We will have some Bible verses related with believing. We have 1 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, 13 verse. And we also thank God continually, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you accept it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe. Isaiah 43rd chapter, 10th verse. You are my witness, declared the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am him, I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. John, 4th chapter, 42nd verse. They said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. And last scripture from 1 Kings 10 chapter 7 verse. But I did not believe these things until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told me. In wisdom and wealth, you have far exceeded the report I heard. Words of the Bible related in believing. And now, if you would like to call in and give a thanks to God, Lord, for something he has done for you this week, to call in our guest call in 929-477-1579. Again, 929-477-1579. You call in and we'll get you in. next we will do is Stand. Donovan Kirkland.
I'm wondering, stay with me.
I mean, once you've done all things, gone through pain, all that, you just stand there, wait on God, and He will come. You just stand, and you say, you may not think now if He's not in, but He'll come around time. Just stand, and He will come. Trust me. We'll now start with joy. And that's what God will do when you're out there getting in college or just getting out of college. Get, we'll stay with Him, and He will give you joy.
Thank you.
9. Regardless, like I said, high school, you come from college, stay with God, believe in Him. You grad still in the middle of it, believe in God, stay with Him. You graduate, you're starting in your life, believe in Him, and He will bring you joy. Now we will have our missing match choir with Grace and Mercy. And you listen, and that you will see you all of how things will go.
Brought me through.
like that. It's just grace and mercy. And brought you to those graduates of high school. You got that far. Not by yourself. The Lord helped you get through. Those in the college right there, you think God has made you through. It was not just you that got you that far. Graduate, you have the life now that living. That grace and mercy is what got you there, brought you there. You just have to remember that. Our next song we'll have is "The Battle Is Not Yours." Of what you're up to now in your life, like I said, God's with you. The battle is not yours. You with Him, He'll take care of your troubles.
Jesus, can't feel your heart. is the Lord's.
Let me fall down to our last song. All the songs that we played, wait on God, giving him, I mean, trust in him. When you just want to just gotta stand there, you have to call out to him. Sometimes you have to talk to your God, to your Lord, and ask him for mercy. When you have those prayers, give it to him, ask him for your thing, and thank him for what you have already. And you ask the Lord, as this last song, Father, can you hear me? One, may God bless you and keep you.
Okay.